To go back to Libs of TikTok, though, I think it's incredible because there was that also that clip of, was she speaking at like a college or something?
Yeah, she was speaking at Indiana University and someone asked her to define wokeness. And when asked, how do you define wokeness? She was like, wokeness is the destruction of normalcy. And then the room just starts laughing because she couldn't finish a statement.
Is there something funny?
I do. How do you define wokeness?
Wokeness is the destruction of normalcy
Still doesn't really have a coherent answer, which I thought was incredible because it was like 2 months ago. She did that talk with our friend Taylor Lorenz and got humiliated by not being able to answer these basic questions about her whole platform and her whole ideology. And I was actually kind of amazed that 2 months later, you would think that most normal people would be like, hey, I got to have something better for next time. Someone's obviously going to ask me the same thing. Next time, I got to have something in my back pocket ready to bring out. And still, no, still 2 months later, just sounded like an absolute fucking idiot. So pretty, it's actually almost impressive to me that she just didn't even bother to come up with anything coherent on that one.
This is something that is core to what she pushes, what she rails against, similar to the conversation with Taylor, just general, like, these are basic questions about your general set of beliefs with which you profess to believe in.
You've built a whole identity and a whole, like, a whole personality career around it, a whole career around it.
Yeah. Define one word, the one word you use constantly. How do you define it? And she couldn't do it.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. And it's just, like we've talked about, I think, like, it's meaningless. Like, and it's the idea that, like, wokeness, I think that in its earliest, like, incarnations was just like being aware of, like, things like structural racism or discrimination, which is just like an objective truth about the United States of America, that these phenomenon exists. Yeah, it's a deeply racist and a discriminatory society. And being aware of that on some level in the way that racism or sexism or homophobia or transphobia manifests itself in our culture, you know, Western culture. I guess that's like what you could actually define wokeness to be. And the way that it's been used is this, it's been mutated and turned into this pejorative to mean basically just like anything, any reference whatsoever to racism or sexism or any kind of form of discrimination or any kind of like marginalized group. It's just been turned into this insult that can be hurled around, this pejorative. I find it really, really bizarre. And we never really got a chance to talk about it, but I was really amazed by that interview that she did do with Taylor. And just basically focusing on the trans stuff, because that's like seems to be like her whole raison d'etre or whatever, is to talk about, to fearmonger about trans people. And just the way that she kept going back to this talking point, I was really kind of stunned by this. She kept going back to this talking point of like, well, it's just a lie. It's just a lie. You can't change your gender. And that's just what it comes down to. But it's like, you can. Like, we've met trans people. Have you ever talked to one trans person? Like, if you do, you'll realize, oh, you absolutely can change your gender. This obsession with this idea that it's just like this thing that's been in part of human civilization for centuries. Like, it's not this modern phenomenon that began in 2014, like some of these people seem to claim. It's been part of countless cultures around the world for thousands of years, as long as human civilization has been around. And like, again, if you've talked to a trans woman or a trans man or a non-binary person, it's like, oh yeah, okay, this is a woman, it's a man. You know, it's like, it's really not that fucking complicated.
Thanks for checking out The Insurgents. What you just heard was a free preview. To get access to the rest of this episode, head on over to insurgentspod.com, where you can subscribe for as little as $5 a month. Your support goes a long way to keeping this show going, and as a thank you, you get an extra episode every week. Insurgentspod.com to learn more.